Welcome back to Cinema Vino. It's good to have y'all. And we're going to talk about The Mandalorian tonight. We've got Sean Jordan with us.
Hey.
We're going to talk about all things Star Wars, Mandalorian,
episodes 2 and 3. Taylor back.
Taylor's back from space camp.
Mm-hmm. Man, I don't care. I don't want to be here, but I mean, I'm here for the fans, basically.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be really good.
Oh, this whole thing? I've had it for years.
Well, it's looking good tonight.
You should sit down south.
What kind of MeUndies you got tonight?
Tonight? Actually, that's a good question. I don't know what I got tonight. Let's see.
I'm going to guess penguins.
Nope. Flamingos?
Nope. Cacti.
Cactus. Ooh. Yeah. Things are a little prickly down there.
Hello. A little dry down south.
Trust me, it's well moistened.
Well, I'm out.
Okay. So I have been ill, and so I'm going to be sober. This is going to be sober, Movino.
Sucks, man.
Yeah.
I think we've all been ill. Mm-hmm. I kind of started it, and that's on me. I apologize.
And I think my voice sounds more like Nick Nolte right now.
Wait, what year, Nick Nolte?
I have spoken.
This is more like Cape Fear Nick Nolte. It's like, camp counselor.
It'd okay. be a lot cooler if you were Blue Chips Nick Nolte.
Or, yeah.
Another 48 Hours Nick Nolte.
Yeah. Or Hulk. Nick Nolte?
Shut your filthy horse mouth.
Of course, well, Hank, what I just did was more Sling Blade. But, wow. And maybe I sound more Sling Blade. Yeah. You know.
I always get Nolte and Busey mixed up.
How? One has teeth.
But which one?
That's yes, exactly. Which? Yeah.
Busey's teeth are by far way crazier.
yellow chiclets?
Yeah, those aren't even teeth.
Did like you ever see, there was a TV show, I think on MTV in the mid-2000s, of this guy who just literally wanted to hang out Followed with Gary Busey around. And Busey, record it, and they shut it down after like half a season, because they're like, this is insane.
It was Gary amazing. Busey's insane. Yeah, it was amazing. I think at one point he wanted to be frozen. He was talking about how I'm with Busey or Busey. Yeah, I can't remember.
I'm with Busey.
Yeah, but it's like Busey was somehow like, I want to be frozen, and you're going to help me.
No.
Like, I was like, what is going on?
You know who could help with that? Bounty Hunter on Mandalorian.
Exactly. There you go.
Mando. Yes.
Yeah, he could.
Carbonite.
He could stand for some, Carbonite, for sure.
So this is a 2 and 3 synopsis of Mandalorian.
Yes.
All right, cool. Cool, cool.
So what are our thoughts on episode 2?
Okay, so they stripped. Oh, yeah, the Jawas stripped his ship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, I like how it's just more of a Western. Like, the more you look into it.
There's actually a lot more dialogue this episode than the first one, because the first one we were talking about it, we were like, he just doesn't talk the whole time. He just sort of looks around. This time he actually yells at some Jawas.
Mm-hmm. Does some stuff. Yeah, there's more, more plot.
So. To use his disintegrator.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool.
That was awesome.
Which is titties.
Well, I did disintegrate a few of them.
Yeah. That was awesome. There was, so I read an article. I guess the Nintendo or Super Nintendo, they had a Star Wars game where it was all about fighting the Jawas and about how Luke had to, on their giant tank thing, how he had to jump from platform to platform and they would keep popping out of the windows to throw shit at him. But you had to jump up to the top of the thing and they were like, oh, this is kind of a cool homage to that video game. I was like, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Maybe a real subtle nod if that was what they were actually going for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
It's like one of the creators was just
subtlest
playing that video game and was like, wait a minute.
We need to do this.
This would be a great bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's been a show of subtle, a lot of things that throw back to, all the movies, including the prequels. You catch a lot of little references to stuff.
I don't know if I like that or not. It's like they're doing a lot of fan service. They're focusing on some of the memes and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's cool. I get it. But I think we saw with Game of Thrones a lot of the problems with writing for fan service.
Yeah. It's a tricky thing because it's like, if you don't do it at all, people get pissed. If you do it too much, people get pissed.
Yeah. I think, for me, I said it 1,000 times, not being that diehard fan. It's like, Sean and I were talking on the way over here. It's like, it's just good TV, period. Mm-hmm. It was like, I don't get into the whole secret meaning or the little video game thing. Like I could give two shits about that. It was like, it's just damn good TV right now. Like mm-hmm. I'm just very impressed. Episode 2 is like during my illness was awesome because I was able to see, 1 and then 2 pretty quick. And I was like, man, this is just a great visual display. Mm-hmm. And also it's like, it just makes me, very few shows make me want to watch more.
Yeah.
It's like the rarity where I wouldn't mind if this was all came out at one time because I would have power watched this thing. I would have been done by Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. when it first came out. Right. Every time it ends, I'm like, fuck, man, I'm not ready for it to be done yet. It's like, it's not really jam-packed with story beats, but you're kind of on the mission with the guy, and you're, you know, pulling for him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I'm wanting to know. They dole it out in small dollops, but I enjoy that.
Are the episodes, like, they seem to be short. They're not full 34. Hours. Yeah, they're like 35-ish minutes per episode, and I don't like it. I guess I'm kind of married to the hour-long show format where I want more content, but I get it. If
I like it that it's like HBO, where, you know, you can have a 41-minute episode of Game of Thrones, or you can have an hour and 6 minutes. They don't let commercials or television dictate how long it has to be.
Yeah,
they don't have
tied
to shave
a specific time slot.
Time or anything like that. They just use whatever time they actually want, which I think is cool.
Yeah.
That's, and we got to see Baby Yoda eat a frog.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Which I've been waiting to see that for a while.
Yeah, we were all waiting for Baby Yoda to eat a frog. Mm-hmm. I like that they're kind of formatting it in chapters, like the episodes are called chapter one, chapter two, chapter three, and you can really tell it's broken into, like, chapters. It's very much, like, story-wise, it's very much like a chapter format.
Yeah.
Like, first episode is all about him, like, going on the mission, completing it. Second mission is get back, fight the Jawas, find an egg.
Yeah, I know. Okay, this is a question for obviously the Star Wars people, like, you know, Todd and Sean and even Travis. So
even Travis,
when you I was like, okay, fuck this guy. I just considered, you know, especially those two, like a little bit more Star Warsy. Okay, so what was the name of the creature? They mentioned it in Episode 3, but what was the name of the creature that he had to get the egg from?
The Mudhorn.
Yeah, Mudhorn? Okay.
Travis said that earlier.
So like, what is... I mean, are these just all new creatures being created?
Don't ask me what it is. Like, it's literally called a Mudhorn.
Yeah.
I think it looked like it was... if I could finish my sentence.
Oh, it was like, are these things that, like, are... been created previously? Are these in books? Are these in, like, previous, like, one-offs or anything? Or are some of these creatures just being made up for the show?
It looks a lot like that creature they fight in Attack of the Clones in the gladiatorial pit.
Okay. Yeah. So that is kind of like a callback to what, like, some of the other...
Looks,
like,
pretty similar to that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the other one had, like, three horns, so it's probably, I don't know, just
which was itself a Ray Harryhausen thing that they were doing.
What?
I think all of those were just to sell toys.
Yes,
like
that too.
That little, like, forearm spider guy.
Mm-hmm. He was pretty dope.
With the alien head, like the long.
But yeah, to me that was the Ray Harryhausen, was it Clash of the Titans type homage to creatures.
Yeah.
Oh, just an Attack of the Clones?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's kind of how I took that. But this, I think, was a reference to that, which was a reference to the...
Ah, I see.
But, it's got layers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of, there's layers to the references, even.
I thought they were just doing, like, their version of Rancors. They were, like, you know, three or four different critters.
I want to see a Rancor again in the movies.
Mm-hmm. I want to see a baby, like, Rancor.
Oh.
Yeah, a little cute little Rancor.
A Bancor.
Mm-hmm. That would have been awesome if it turned out to be, instead of Yoda, like a baby Rancor, that they were, like, going to train to be some big killing monster.
It'd be way cooler. Or a Rancor with the Force.
There you go.
Force Core.
Mm-hmm.
What was the... So I know there was the shitty Ewok movies, but there was one, like, the giant, and he was, like, a Ganesh, something. I don't know. I wanted to see another one of those somewhere in Star Wars.
Tell me, what are you talking about? Tell me more.
Remember the Ewok movies, like, I think, direct-to-TV? Actually,
talking about the Christmas special?
No.
The holiday special?
Caravan of Courage?
Caravan of Courage, yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't watch that.
What? You're the poorer for it.
Is it on Disney Plus?
No, unfortunately.
Well,
hopefully someday. I bought it for old Waffle here for
Blu-ray
his birthday.
Oh, do you have it on Blu-ray?
No, it's on DVD.
Region 2.
God damn it! What region? Two? It's Region 1.
It's better than its original German.
I ain't fucking poor.
Jesus. Pizza and water. What movie was that where they were watching pizza and water or eating pizza and
you're,
water?
You were showing me some MST3K or something about, like, Santa and the Martians. Maybe not that
Santa Claus Conquered? No one Santa Claus Conquered.
I don't know. But there was, they were like, that sure was good. I was like, do they have water with their pizza? Are they fucking poor?
Pizza,
get you
and
a
water.
Coke or a Sprite or something.
Yeah, get a fountain drink at least. Jesus. The pizza and water.
They're poor.
Mm-hmm. And so.
Poor people suck.
Yeah. This was a very cinematic episode, too. I mean, all these episodes, I think, are very cinematic. Looking very movie, you know.
It's well-produced.
Well-made, good-looking special effects.
Here's a question that you might know. Do you know where they're filming this?
I don't.
Travis?
Tatooine.
Oh, shit. Well.
I mean, I'm going to guess if, I mean, the movies were filmed in Tunisia, the original trilogy. They filmed that in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
In Africa. And then I know that some of it, they returned for the prequels to that same spot. Huh. But I would guess, if I'm going to put a guess out there, I'm going to say probably the Western United States, probably.
Like in Arizona.
Yeah. It kind of has that feel to it.
Yeah.
Well, I like that they're showing the Mandalorians, like, actually being cool, rather than Boba Fett, who looked really cool, but didn't do a whole lot
who
in
was
the actual movies.
Useless in the movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they tried to redeem it. They had Jango Fett. And the Jango Fett Obi-Wan fight in Attack of the Clones was really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he got his ass rocked by Mace Windu.
Yeah.
At the very end.
In like, a matter of seconds.
Mm-hmm.
That was a jip.
Yeah, you don't mess with the Mace.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then Mace got taken out like a bitch in part three.
Well,
he got taken out from behind. Ooh.
What prequel did you watch?
Anakin took him from behind.
Unhanded.
Man.
I actually just watched...
Force Push.
Watched that the other night.
Episode 3.
Revenge of the Sith, yeah.
Yeah, which is not bad.
I think it's my favorite of the prequels.
Mm-hmm. And I know that for the most part, for me, that would be an ugly baby contest, but I really like... I genuinely love it.
So,
I thought that was good.
I will say, obviously, the prequels are really popular with younger kids because they kind of grew up around that time. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's a very generational thing of, like, the prequels are... There's like an age bracket where like the prequels are more popular than the original trilogy, and then are the kids these days into the sequels, or is it mostly those movies are being made for the parents?
I mean, they're so nostalgia heavy. I would think they're probably parent geared.
Kids these days, God, don't even have a favorite Star Wars.
Their student loans and their ass eating.
I'm glad I'm back.
Student loans and they're what? So, Sean, what's your favorite Star Wars movie of all time?
Empire. I mean, I think that's a straightforward, everyone's favorite movie is Empire, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
As I think it should be. It's the best
sequel,
best Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I really liked Luke getting a green lightsaber. I was like, oh, this is awesome. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Seeing the color change on the lightsaber was really cool. And, like, him dressed in, like, all black. I'm pretty sure I wore that outfit for a long time
the
as a kid.
Glove.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, now that could be the generational thing, too, as a kid. It's like you fall in love with the little things like that, like the green lightsaber and, you know, the
battling
cool
the Rancor.
You know,
I always thought that Jabba's palace was badass.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, Princess Leia and her outfit made me feel funny, like when we used to climb the rope in gym class.
Exactly.
I was having this conversation with, I don't remember who, talking about, I grew up with the remastered ones, the ones that George Lucas released on VHS, that like golden black 3-pack.
Yeah.
That's what I grew up on, so I always knew Jabba the Hutt being like a big old slug dude with like the musical number in Jabba's palace. Like that was just... That's what I grew up with. I didn't know anything different until I was older and I knew better that there wasn't actually a music number and Jabba the Hutt was just a dude in the first one.
In the first, yeah. They intended him to be like a man.
But, he's a man.
Mm-hmm. He's 40. But what was I going to say? I had something. Yeah. I remember I liked Jedi because you get to see Lando flying the Millennium Falcon in the battle.
That was cool. Yeah.
Because I was a big Lando fan.
Yeah. Who was his... homeboy in that? It had like a weird little mustache and big ass flappy gums.
I believe his name was Nien Yib.
Yeah, of course it was. That dude freaked me the hell out.
And yeah, I had that action figure somewhere around here.
Of course you did.
So yeah. I'm going to give that to our son when he's older and he can eat that. So it's like, here, you bite the head off of this guy for me.
Son, this is Nyeb.
No, no, you hang on to that. Pay for some college credits.
I mean, you can't. They're worth like $5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was good, and he showed up in the sequel.
I think he was
either the last one of these sequels, Force Awakens or Last Jedi. Because I was like, oh, there's
yum yum
yum yum
yum yum.
Did you ever see Solo? Star Wars? Star?
Okay, it was okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
I wasn't even.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah,
it got it got pushed through like producer hell when it got handed off to like three different directors and kind of got screwed over. But had a good cast.
Mm-hmm.
Gave us a little Han background story.
It was fun. You know, I mean, I think that if you go into that one not expecting to have your mind blown and just have a good time.
He loved
it. Yeah, again, just great cinematic. Get to watch it. Mm-hmm. You know, yippee.
Can we talk about how fucking sexy the Mando was when he got all his Beskar armor?
Okay, leveled so let's talk about episode three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So episode three, we got full Mandalorian, like, glory shots.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Full gear.
I want him to get a fucking little jetpack. Mm-hmm. Everybody else had a jetpack. Even at the end, he's
he
like,
says, I gotta get one
of those. Mm-hmm. I want it.
I mean, it's kind of like a video game where you see the guy getting geared up.
Yeah.
Honestly, this guy, literally, the first episode is him taking a quest to complete an armor set.
Yep.
Like, he's like, I need to complete this epic armor set. Mm-hmm. I need to complete this quest so I can get this material.
Mm-hmm.
You get those rare mats, then you can get it crafted. That's the entire basis of the show so far.
I fucking love it.
Got to get my man to his raid.
Mm-hmm. Oh. World of Warcraft, D&D. Yeah.
Just make sure you read the fight beforehand. That way you know all the stuff you're supposed to do.
Jesus.
Okay, how the fuck do the dongles work? The ones that beep at Baby Yoda?
The fobs?
Yeah. How do those fobs work? They didn't address it.
Inject them with like nanites or something?
Just they never turn...
They got a puck. They got a fob.
They never turn it off. And so as soon as he takes Baby Yoda out of the room, it's like everyone lights up.
Maybe he's got one of those things on him like they have at Dillard's if you try to take one smock
out of the room. Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah. If you try to leave with like a clutch, everything goes off.
I always kind of thought it was like a low jack.
Could be.
Like you got like a Baby Yojack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just Lojack his ear. It's like a folk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's like one of those parolees. You know, it's like he's in his little Yoda halfway house.
Oh, yeah. Have we seen his ankle?
We haven't.
I mean, that's a good point. We've seen a little foot, but we haven't seen an ankle.
That's going to be a little tiny Lojack.
Put some water on that damn shit.
That's a lot of, yeah.
It's like, did they make it for little puppets, little Muppet size? We need to
lift up his skirt and see if he's a little Yoda boy or a little Yoda girl.
That's another thing. Check under the hood. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been careful not to assume little Yoda's gender.
Oh, you're more woke than I am, sir.
So I don't know if it's supposed to be like a new Yoda, like a new version of Yoda, or is he Yoda's offspring, or is he even related to Yoda?
I mean, I guarantee you one thing. If he is a male, I guarantee you that little Yoda's dick is bigger than mine. Probably.
Little Yoda dick.
We don't know much about that species, but what we do know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's got to be hogging out. Mm-hmm. Man, I mean, come on.
They got little green smokies down there.
And little dangling midichlorians.
So what do we think about like the episode as a whole?
The ending was badass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The ending was awesome.
Yeah, mm-hmm. His whole. Oh, so okay, this was a random thing I didn't know, and I was that Mandalorians isn't actually like a race; they're just like a set of beliefs that anyone of any race can like live by, and once you start living by that code or credo or whatever. You're considered a Mandalorian.
Your weapons are part of my religion.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's like a tribe or religion or a code or whatever. And basically, if somebody's a Mandalorian, they're just a badass fucking fighter because they don't bitches.
Did you see that meme of it's like took a DNA test and you have 0.1% American in you? And just says, weapons are part of my religion.
But yeah, it's good to see people get disintegrated. You know, it's like,
yes,
that's what you sign up for with these things. Yes. See him
just one-shotting some Jawas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Again, he's overpowered.
Take the brakes off this shit.
No.
You know, he needs to be nerfed.
No.
I'm just saying.
Nerf Mando.
He just needs better villains. Mm-hmm. They can hang with him.
I'm glad they didn't kill Carl Weathers.
Yeah, that's the thing. Now we're going to see Mando on the run moving forward. Yeah. Everyone's coming after him.
I would have rather have seen, like, Carl Winslow.
Ooh, damn, that would have been good. What is he doing nowadays?
I don't know.
Die Hard 6.
Yeah, he's holding out for that.
Family Matters, the reunion.
And Carl Weathers is like one of those people, I don't know if you guys watch Arrested Development, but I can't look at him and not think of Arrested Development.
Baby, damn. You got yourself soup.
it's like, you get that and some broth, and brother, you got a stew going.
There's still some meat on that bone.
But anyway, yeah, that was it. Was good. It's growing on me. I was skeptical during and after the first episode of like it was so light on dialogue and it felt so lean on source. It's like if it's 10 episodes of this, it's going to get a little slow for me.
I think it's only
eight. Yeah, I think it's
only eight. Yeah,
it's already gotten picked up for season two. Season two
because it ends the week
after
or the week after
this 27th because they're going to take a week off from when Rise of Skywalker comes out. So you don't get inundated with Star Wars that week.
As if all the movies aren't streaming. You can just...
Yeah.
What? Yeah,
exactly. But, yeah, I'm kind of curious to see where... I mean, with the presence of Baby Yoda, it's kind of like a little road movie with the two of them on the run together.
Lone Wolf and Cub.
On the road again.
I mean, Sylvester Stallone and Over the Top.
Just like...
I love Over the Top.
I fucking love it,
so
too.
Got to flip the switch. Yeah. And if he puts his hat on backwards... The top. If he flips his helmet around backwards, I'll take three shots.
The part that's... where they stop at a space rest stop and Mando teaches Baby Yoda how to arm wrestle.
This will be my favorite show ever made if that happens.
Wasn't there a part in that movie where they're like having an arm wrestling thing and there's like a tarantula on one of the ends? I think this is maybe a fever dream that I put in my own head. I've seen the movie again. I was like, where the fuck is the tarantula? And nobody's like, Travis, I think you're fucking lying. I made this up.
I do not remember this. Okay. It might have been during the championship at the end or the competition.
Like, this is like deleted scenes. This is like the fucking octopus in Goonies. They just took it out.
Was it Skyfall where they have the tarantulas that they're drinking and what was it? Am I crazy? Did I dream that? They're having like a drinking contest.
Have we shared the same fever dream about tarantulas?
And Skyfall?
Did you guys go on a vision quest?
I think you and I are having the same dreams. Were you falling last night in yours? Because I was.
Oh, this was years ago.
Okay.
Is this like the Berenstain Bears?
Berenstain?
No.
Side note, have you guys seen the bear commercial where the bear is wearing white undies and his parents are afraid to pick up his undies?
Yes.
They have skid marks on them.
Yeah. Been there.
Is that the Charmin bear?
Can't
pass inspection with pieces clean. Left behind?
They're Charmin clean.
Yeah.
Because I know they're...
How come there hasn't been a porn parody of Star Wars?
There has been.
Really?
There's even a movie about like making a porn parody about it.
Mm-hmm. Like recent ones? Who was the actors and actresses?
Oh,
Travis, come on.
I don't know. I don't think I've seen it.
Well, so we talked about it, but we don't... You guys said that it exists.
Guys, Mandalorian episode 4, I will have all the information that you require.
Thank you.
About Star Wars spoof.
My parents listen to this podcast.
No, they don't. Stormy Daniels? I don't know.
Ooh.
Anyway, so we have any more thoughts on the Mando?
The other Mandalorians were pretty sweet.
Heavy
infantry dude.
I don't understand. Yeah, you have like the heavy machine gun, like the guy with like the chain run into.
That was pretty cool.
You shoot lasers.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? What does the belt do?
They're heavy lasers.
They're extra heavy lasers. Mm-hmm. What does the belt do? What's it feeding? Is it like? Is it a water cooler? Is it keeping it cold so it doesn't
tracers? Also disintegrator? I don't know.
Maybe so.
I don't understand. Let's talk about the whistling birds.
Oh yeah, and why are they so finite? And why can't he just like magnetically like call them back?
And she was like, "Okay, use this carefully. Like you only have so many." 2 minutes in, he's like, "Huh? I guess I'm gonna
he's like, fuck this.
Yeah, fuck that noise.
I need more." Multi-use wrist gauntlet things.
Yeah.
Hey,
we saw a flamethrower.
Yeah. We got a flamethrower. We got whistling birds. We got a wrist-mounted whipcord launcher. He also had, like, a remote thing where he could, like, tug around. Okay. Fuck everything I said until just now. I want that little fucking baby crib. I want to float around on that little
that
baby Yoda
looks
baby crib.
Awesome.
That looked comfy.
If any of us need it, it's Todd.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to have a baby that's just going to float around.
That would be badass.
Yes.
If you could get him like a little bassinet that looks like that mm-hmm. and it just sort of like hovers.
Well, no, I mean, I want it large enough to where I can fit in it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's basically like a futon that I would ride into battle.
You're just reverse engineering Wall-E.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. the fat people that just roll around in it. Yeah, but his looks more comfortable.
Well, I mean, we can work through logistics.
Mm-hmm. Where would the blaster go?
I mean, you have that attached.
I mean, you can hold turret guns.
Yeah. Beep, 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 beep. Ooh, yeah. Could I have shielding when the thing is closed? And then I could just have like a video camera outside and just be in the little ball and just like basically.
You're just creating a tank.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
But a hover tank.
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
Guys, I miss Todd.
Yeah. Todd left, so we're just kind of staring at each other.
Yeah. Taylor, what's been your favorite pair of MeUndies that you've worn so far? And do you think they're going to
sponsor us? I hope they do. MeUndies. Had a long.
Did you hawk a loogie?
No.
Did you vomit?
No.
And hey, hey.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Hey, hey. Actually,
should we be sponsored by Ventolin?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you can't breathe. Try our albuterol.
Brought to you by albuterol.
Yeah, you can hear it work on the podcast.
Yeah.
Ooh. So Mandalorian, thumbs up.
All around.
Yeah. Yeah. Three thumbs up so far.
Yeah. So, two thumbs up.
What do we expect to happen next? Who's coming after him? Did he didn't kill Werner Herzog, did he?
No.
No.
He wasn't in the room whenever he stormed the castle?
They are Carl Weathers, whatever his name is, Winslow. He is Bill Weathers. He was speaking Huttese. I would like to see a
you think we're going to see a reprise of the Huts?
I want to see a Rise of the Huts, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Pizza
I think we'll see some familiar characters come back, for sure.
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be, you know, Jabba, but a Jabba?
Yeah.
Baby Jabba.
Ooh.
Baby Jabba.
I'm down with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Hutts played a part in the first movie. Or Phantom Menace, not the first movie.
But. Yeah.
So they're definitely out there. It's a little crime syndicate.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think... I think their enemy is definitely... Empire related.
I'm just waiting for Gina Carano to show up because she's hot.
How many old school stormtroopers do you think are left? Because he took out quite a few.
And I don't think they were designed to live forever.
No. So you're thinking of the clones. These are conscripts. The Empire was built up of conscripts.
Oh, yeah. So how many? What was your question?
How many are left? I mean,
of.
So the Empire is dissolved. So these guys are just like old school stragglers who are just hanging out with Werner Herzog, the client, as his name is. That's got to be a finite resource, right?
Yeah, I would think. Werner Herzog is great too, by the way. I think he's really good in this.
So do you think he's just going to keep throwing bounty hunters at him? Do we think we're going to see like a rogues gallery of bounty hunters coming after the Mando?
Yes. And what that reminded me of, I don't know if you guys are John Wick fans, but like it's like John Wick, excommunicado.
Yeah,
you know,
it is kind of like that.
Fleeing the scene. It's like all these bounty hunters are coming after him.
Yeah.
You know, so I picture somebody typing in a room somewhere and like loading like his information.
That'd be kind of cool. Yeah.
It's like, I think it's going to be like John Wick, where it's like,
I can see that.
Do you think Mando's low-jacked? Like he's going to get his own little dongle?
I bet so.
Yep.
But yeah, and I don't know if there's going to be a hotel where he can go and it's neutral ground, but you never know.
I wanted to see him go to that Twi'lek bathhouse.
That sounded interesting.
So I guess the Twi'leks are like the Orion girls in Star Trek, you know, the green Kirk girls, you know, that's like everybody covets Twi'lek girls, maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's like Rigel.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Heard that.
So, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if Twi'lek's a planet, but maybe it's like the pleasure planet. That's all I can think of.
Oh, they're the double ponytail girls.
Yeah.
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 That's the dancer that gets eaten in Jedi.
Yep.
She's Twi'lek.
Yep. There was a Twi'lek Jedi.
Mm-hmm. And she gets taken out in one of those.
On Fallujah.
Mm-hmm. Which was a great video game area. Was it Star Wars Battle?
Battlefront 2,
Battlefront. Yeah.
I think.
Pretty cool layout. Pretty colorful. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
A lot of spores.
Yeah, a lot of mushrooms. Star Wars video games, I've been playing Fallen Order.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, the new one?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I went back, did Force Unleashed 2, and I was an evil Sith on Endor. I killed the shit out of Chewbacca and Han Solo.
Ooh. Yeah. Here's the thing. So, I don't know if you remember from Force Awakens, you get the black lightsaber.
Oh, the darksaber.
Yeah. So the Darksaber is a thing in Mandalorian culture.
That's right.
Where the Mandalorian who owns the Darksaber, which is it's like a black lightsaber that's specific to Mandalorians, is basically like the king. It's the King Arthur sword. Basically, you pull it out of Excalibur and you get a black lightsaber.
And it was to the one Mandalorian that was ever a Jedi.
Yeah, I think so.
Which I want Mando to find a random lightsaber.
I want that
too.
Story. Yeah.
I want all of them. Mm-hmm.
So I would love to see that come into play. I know based on canon, that came into the Rebels storyline. So we know that it's been acknowledged as canon.
It was also in Clone Wars animated.
Yeah. Yep.
So there you go. That'd be kind of cool. Yeah, if they bring some kind of Jedi slash lightsaber type stuff in there somewhere.
I don't want them to like shoehorn Jedis into it because we already have like Baby Yoda as our token Force user, and they're not shoving it down our throat. Like, oh look, you
wish
they
would.
Jedi.
I'd take it.
He's so cute though.
He can handle it.
He's just adorable.
Whenever I listen to it, like Travis has, you know, got me on the hook of closed captioning, and I love when it just says cooing. He said,
little tribble noises.
Like cooing.
Mm-hmm. Just adorable.
It's the most immature 50-year-old. But Yoda was the same way. Yoda was just like, oh, what do you got there? Got a little Nutribar? Can I have this?
But yeah, it's a valid question that's good circulating around is he, what the hell was I going to say? I lost my train of thought.
Is he Yoda's baby?
Does he speak in broken language like Yoda?
No. Does he speak at all?
Yeah. Was Yoda out there somewhere, like just clapping cheeks? That's the meme.
That's the one I like.
I like to think he was.
Oh,
are Yoda's
yeah.
Are Yoda's like Ferengis, where like their ears are their erogenous zones? He touches the ear, he's
bigger the ears,
edging.
They do move a lot when he speaks. They are quite mobile.
What happens to you when you talk?
Maybe mine do. I don't know. I never really paid attention to it, but his definitely convey like a certain mood. They move up and down.
Like a puppy tail.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, so it's been another episode of Cinema Vino.
No, let's keep going.
Well, yeah, we can go all night.
Taylor, what are you drinking?
Oh, yeah, I don't even know what I'm drinking. Oh, I brought a bottle of Earthquake over. It's a Zinfandel. It has literally nothing to do with this podcast. Since Todd is Sober McGee, Travis just got over HIV. Sean and I partied pretty hard yesterday, so...
I got that Magic Johnson, like, cure, so I'm good.
Yeah, I mean, you can handle it now. I mean, it's a... Yeah,
turns out the cure is money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, damn.
That was a South Park bit, wasn't it?
So, I just bought a bottle of wine over, but it's Earthquake Zinfandel. And it's a big boy, BOI by the way. Mm. But yeah, it's tasty.
Yeah, well, cool.
Todd, where can we find your movie reviews?
Yeah, I think I got to share that too. Moviereviews.us.
Moviereviews.us. Moviereviews.us. Moviereviews.us. Where were you on that one, dipshit?
I mean, I'm out of the loop. I gotta get back in. I'm one
day
off.
How this works?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ebook coming out this weekend.
Ooh, so.
Hard pass.
That's the name of it too. That's a good guess. And so you look for that on the website, and then Cinema Vino podcast at Instagram. Tay Does Vino.
Yes.
You can follow or listen, rate, subscribe, Apple Podcast, Spotify. So give us a good review. Tell us you love us. So we thank you guys for joining us, and we will. See you guys next week.
We need to watch more movies.
Yes. Yes, we need to do some Christmas movies. We need to do some Die Hard.
You already know what I'm going to say, and that is a Die Hard movie.
Die Hard
1, 2, and 3. I'll watch them all together with y'all.
Three
Let's do this.
3 isn't a Christmas movie, is it?
In my mind, it is.
It is if you want it to be.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Yeah.
Yeah. What else we got for Christmas movies?
Tune in next month where this becomes a Hallmark movie podcast.
Gremlins?
Yes.
Gremlins.
Home Alone?
Of course. 1 and 2.
I guess I'm performing CPR on Travis.
Get the spray bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, like in your mouth?
I thought you meant the inhaler. I was like, yeah, sure.
I'll take that.
Oh, I thought he was serious.
So, yeah, we thank you guys, and we will see you soon. forget what that song's called. You know that song?
So, but the, wait. But the first one's the is that, was that it? Return to Innocence?
One, two, thank you.
My knowledge is weak.
The first one in the, I think it's this one.
Only Time?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 9/11, dude.
Is it?
That makes me sad.
Oh, yeah.
They use it as like a...